Welcome to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Here is the Thursday podcast. Big show today.
What a treat.
Mate, I'm smoking you the big one. Don't worry about that.
Actually, let's get this caught up because you need to go home and smoke, actually.
Yeah, we've got to get through this. I've got to get the smoker going, set it up.
What do you reckon? Brisket first?
Oh, I think
what are you
ribs.
Bringing in tomorrow?
Ribs. Yeah, surely
good.
Ribs.
I won't cook today because I've got no idea what I'm doing. But
oh, you're gonna have fun.
Michelle, you received a note on your car.
Yeah, it could mean money. Absolutely brilliant. But yeah, notes. Yep.
We went through Basil's top five moments. Number five was
number
a belter.
Five.
Counting down.
Not going to lie, did you think it was a countdown or one in one, five in one go?
I wasn't sure.
So, shit, five's a long one.
Yeah,
but if we're going day by day, fine. But I thought we're going
five, four, three, two.
Space it out.
Oh, yeah, no, it does work, yeah, because we've got that Thursday off.
We've got a long in there.
Gonna fall short. No, it's going to be great.
Anyway, have a good day. Cheers, bye.
Wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
Reset it.
I tell you what, I don't like it when things start rough and I haven't even started.
Yeah, you've done nothing wrong here, Michelle, and it's as disjointed as I've ever sat through.
Chautauqua starts better, mate. This is an outrage. Anyhow, let's start. And the first story is a real serious one as well. Tenants are offering up to 20% above what the rental market is asking just so they can secure a rental. The rental market now is down at 0.4% of availability. It is horrible. It was horrible out there 2 years ago when I was looking. It hasn't changed. It's just unbelievable. You just turn up with 20-odd, 30-odd people. It's insane. So it's not getting any better.
20%.
Phenomenal. Apparently about, mate, are you right as well? There's a lot going on here. Bloody computer.
I'm with you, Michelle. I'm the only one that's not distracting you. I'm invested in your little segment.
You're on one leg. Yeah. You're the only person delivering right now.
And but I'm going to say, I'm coughing up phlegm. It's no good for anyone in the mornings.
I tell you what. And just quickly, the crisis on rental due to part as well. Investors are getting their tenants out so they can sell up in spring because there's such good prices around.
My plumber just got wedged with that. He just got told.
See ya.
We're selling.
Out. Yeah. Oh, it sucks. Anyhow. Yeah.
Michelle, back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much. Who was that?
Carbo.
Thanks. Oh, it was Carbo.
That was Carbo.
Thanks, Carbo. In other news, Shane Warne, this man.
Got him! Wicket number 700. And they can't catch him.
Now, I don't want to interject too quickly into your segment, but this sounds a bit sporty to me.
Okay. You know what? No. I put my toe in and then I pull it back and go, it's a TV show. They're going to make a TV show about Warne. Yeah, it's due to be released. They were talking about it March last year, I think, or maybe this year, sorry. And it's due to be released 2023 sometime, so a TV series. But his kids aren't that
Was it planned prior to his death?
I think they've always danced around like you've got to do something because he's just sellable.
The king.
You know, exactly. But his children aren't too happy as well because apparently it's going to focus on off-field sort of.
Okay.
Because his life was a bonanza on and off the field.
I still remember Warne, like running the quick commercials and being caught out the back out of the fact.
Just trying to nip across an oval with the durry pool. Like, just trying to, I don't know, just give a good word to the kids out there and he's getting trapped. But anyhow, so we'll see what happens. That looks like it will go ahead, though.
Michelle, first to you.
Thanks, babe. Just a quick one. I didn't say it was officious. That's annoying. I've never said that about around the grounds. Just a quick one for the public holiday coming this Thursday. There's not going to be double demerits until it kicks into Friday. So still drive carefully, but double demerits don't start
until
Friday.
Why would it not be double demerits?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't make the rules. I just get happy.
I mean, the roads are going to be busier on Thursday than Friday. Yeah.
Well, this is true as well. I'm just messenger, mate. Put the gun away.
Right, okay.
Michelle has the details.
And my final story, and this one just point form by producer Tom. The Queen. And he's kicked it off with point form one. Nuffies have been lining up for 36 hours to see the Queen. Not my words, again, the messenger. Between 400,000 and 1 million people, seriously, lining up to see her. They're a little bit worried because the crowds are so big, but nothing too bad's happened so far. This reminds me of, any Krispy Kreme opening, slightly less, but still as chaotic.
I've been here since 5 a.m. Sunday morning.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah. A lot of people sound crazy, but I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme's the queen.
There
if
you
you've
go.
Got a love, you will.
Krispy Kreme's, I never understood that. We used to come back from games and the whole the upper part of the plane used to be full of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, when they weren't like, anywhere else except
just,
Sydney.
Just, or Melbourne.
Melbourne were they, you know, there's about 12 or 13 grams of fat in each
one. I was just a little
bit
high. I just don't know if they're that.
Wild.
I don't know if they're
And then a lot of air. That's the end of the report, sorry. It trailed off into a word, a food review. I apologise.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
When's the last note you got? What was it? Was it a harsh one? Was it a nice one? I got a note the other day on the car.
Okay.
All right? And it was, well, basically what the note was it was a nice one where I was going
nice
to make
one.
Money.
Right, I can't take that.
I was like, you see a note, you're like, oh, what have I done here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just someone who lived in my complex going, hey, I noticed you've got another park. And
do
I've
you have
always
two car
said,
parks?
It's good to have land. That's
yeah.
what I've got.
Do you have two?
Two.
Right.
Two, yeah. And
and one absolute dog box.
Shit.
Little Mazda, mate.
Yeah, the car. The car, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I like to throw people off. You know, it's like, well, she's probably got lots of money. She's only driving
a
Mazda 3.
Where are you parking the Rangey?
Yeah, oh, that's around the corner. It's getting a service.
The hidden one.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, I've got this little note and I'm like, oh, what's going on? She wants my second park, one of the ladies that's in there, for a couple of weeks because she's off on holidays. She's got a pet sitter. $50 a week.
$50 a week.
And I'm like, oh, hello, what's going on? The land's making me money.
So you don't, how often would that car park be filled?
Not often.
Not often
not
at
often,
all.
But I still keep people out of it. It's been a thing in the past. But
right.
I'm totally, this is on board. So I had to write her a note. She goes, write back on the back of this and just put it under my windscreen. So I wrote back and went, yep, shouldn't be a problem. And I'd just finished work and I still had a Red Bull open.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting it under her windscreen. I'm holding the Red Bull. I've accidentally tipped Red Bull down the vents.
Down the vents. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's all part of it. But my issue is I would waive the 50. Then you're the bigger person in the yard.
I'm still not. We haven't. I said, look, come and see me when it gets close to the date. And we'll figure it out. I don't think I'll charge it. But anyway.
Yeah, you know, like if it's 50, I mean, you live without it, and then you've got one over her.
And exactly. Gee, she's a good person. That one in number. Whatever.
Yeah, it was a business deal. Otherwise, and then she owes you nothing.
Exactly.
If you waive the 50, she's ever going
to
owe you.
Yeah, we're at the strata meeting. You need to come over my side.
Yeah, bang.
Yeah, exactly.
We want the paint to be red.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're voting red.
And now we've got it. But what was the last note you got? Was it a harsh one? I know there was one that in one of our group chats, someone sent one through where someone bagged up all the dog poop in their front yard that someone had been walking their dog and just letting them go and go, is this your bleep? Take it home. Another note, slightly different in tone.
I got railed. Yeah, no, what, I was throwing dog poo over the back fence.
You got a note?
Yes, a note. Yeah, but I'll say it's an unmaintained laneway that no one goes down. So, yeah, granted, I shouldn't have done it. One car goes down it and drove through it, which I apologise for and clean.
Lord.
Well, what happened was the bucket got full of water, so I had to just get rid of it.
Yeah, right.
And it went over.
Right. Okay, and that deserves a note. So
it
you've
did,
had
no,
a harsh
no, I was
note.
In the wrong, absolutely.
I've got a business note. When's the last note you got and what was it? Let's start with Naomi. How are you doing, Naomi?
I'm good, thank you.
There in Ballajura. Who left you a note?
One of my colleagues, actually. We've just finished a night shift this morning and it was on my desk as I was about to leave and it says, it's like a compliment sandwich, actually.
Oh, I hate this. Here we go. All right.
People made me what I am today. Grumpy.
Oh.
So they think I'm grumpy.
But hang on, they're saying to you that you're grumpy?
Yes.
Oh, right.
That's unfair,
no.
You sound
down.
Like a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compliment sandwich, I took it as.
Yeah, mate, I tell you what. Don't write any
any names on the end,
about?
Naomi?
Yeah.
No, I know who it was from.
She knows. Oh, she knows.
You know. Oh, gee whiz.
Is this
going to
be
word politics?
Is this going to be a note volley back and forth now, Naomi, or how's it going to go?
Oh, I might just play that grumpy card a bit more.
Yeah,
oh,
turn it up a dial. Turn that
down.
Dial right
yes.
up. Good on you, Naomi. Josh, good morning.
How you going, mate?
Notes, what happened?
Oh, I was at Coles yesterday getting some burgers for tea and I come out and I had a note in my window and a nice big scratch in the side of my car saying, I hope you got insurance.
Oh, so they've gone, everyone thinks, oh, look, they're a good person. They're writing down their name and their details. But no, they're just writing you that note. No.
Yeah, Josh, what sort of car, mate? Are we talking an expensive one? Did you have insurance? And is there cameras?
Oh, it's a Mercedes. I've got insurance, but I've got a $600 access on it.
So I'll be going to the CCTV.
Yeah, cameras.
There is. there is cameras, but there was no sound management there yesterday, so I'll go in there today and have a look.
Oh, yes.
Back he goes. Josh is going to get his. Don't you worry. I love this.
Yeah, it's a shame. Like,
geez, notes start stuff,
remember,
don't
remember
they?
I told you that story about how I was at the trading the plates and the guy accused me of banging his door?
That's, oh, no, like, I heard you talk this. About this on air.
You so did you... this. And I was like, no, I didn't. And he goes, yep, you've done it. It wasn't there. And then I unwrapped it and did a bit of a live opening of the door in front of him. They
See
didn't
where
line
it
up.
Would have hit.
So I wound it right up to him and popped him the middle bird.
I love it. Live notes face to face.
That was it was feedback straight away.
That's beautiful. I like that one. All right, finally, let's go to Sophie in Dayton. Hey, Sophie.
Hey.
All right. Now this wasn't quite a note, but what went down?
So we were throwing our dog shit over the fence for a while.
Yeah, right.
A la Ellis style.
Day, I mean, who am I to spray you for that?
Yep.
One day he decided to do his gardening for the first time.
Yeah.
And we woke up to go to school and there was a pile of dog shit behind the car.
Right.
No way. Hey, size-wise, what are we dealing with?
What sort
with?
Of dog we got?
Oh, geez, Sharp A Cross.
All right, Sharp so you got a little bit of area. Okay, they've got some size. They're not the size. Most giant.
Bigger bull.
But
they'd be big enough.
Thicker dog. And,
just look at its head, mate. That just says big droppings.
Yeah, that's
all that it's says
a
to
solid
me.
Solid dog. And yeah. Like, how big are we reaching the bumper bar in height? Or?
Oh, geez. It was like, I don't know, a metre by metre at least.
Oh, late to school that day.
So, and how do you go with the neighbours so far after that? Do we speak again or do we continue
we
on?
Hey?
No, we don't.
There is none.
Have you lobbed any more over there since?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's ongoing. I mean, that's for a current affair.
I can't help myself.
I swear to God. I see, if you keep going, you've got...
No, I don't, mate.
Tracy
don't.
Ends
I've
in
learned,
November. You want her on the case.
A valuable lesson. If you're going to throw it over the back fence, just make sure it doesn't land on the road.
Current affair. You're going to be on it.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. You can get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for just half price terms and conditions.
Mate, L'Oreal, apply. Maybelline, half price. Sally Hansen. I love Sally Hansen.
Sal.
I'm sure she does, but half price.
She's nails.
New by nature, half price.
It's all your mates.
Honestly, you better just get half price on everything. That's what you think
it is.
I'm actually going to go after work. True story, because I love a wander. And damn. Yeah.
I might need some vitamins. Can you get me some vitamins?
I'll get
might
you vitamins.
Back
just
to
multis?
Yeah, just
You're
anything.
On.
Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day, X-Men.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, I came in here after Father's Day and I think maybe Baz or you or someone asked, what did you get for Father's Day? I said, I didn't get anything, actually. Like,
that's right. We were laughing because what did your wife M say?
It hasn't been delivered yet.
And we're like, classic excuse.
Yeah, it hasn't been delivered. Classic. Well, anyway, guess what happened on the weekend?
What?
Or yesterday.
What?
The biggest Commando Joe. Now, what's a Commando Joe, you might say?
I know what you're dealing in.
It's a smoker.
Ooh, a meat
and
smoker.
And I'm not talking your Winnie Blues. I'm talking a big, bad meat smoker. Now, I got a message straight away from my mate saying, welcome to your mid-30s, mate. That's what we do. We smoke.
It's on now.
We smoke meat.
You're a different man now.
Yeah, when you're 18, you're smoking something else. When you're 34, you're smoking meat.
Yeah.
How good's this? So anyway, thank you very much to my children and to my wife, because I did see how expensive it was by accident.
Oh, yeah. They're not cheap. So what is it, like a big egg sort of thing?
Yeah.
A big round
one? I haven't
one?
Set it up yet, but it's in a crate.
Oh, chop.
So it's in a big crate.
Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, today's the day I go home and I'll set it up. I won't cook today because I've got no idea what I'm doing, to be honest with you. I've absolutely no idea. So I'm going to put it next to the, what are those barbecue called? The little Weber.
The little
I've got my little Weber and then I've got my smoker next to each other. Big Joe, mate. It's a big red thing. I can't wait to get into it, but I know absolutely nothing about smoking. Seriously, absolutely
nothing.
But people say you lose life.
No, this is what I was about to say. What your wife, Em, doesn't realise she's done is lost you for a number of months. I don't know if you'll ever come back.
Maybe in the off-season when we have a little holiday, I should learn how to use it and then have X's Barbie or something.
I think you should. Do you know what? You can smoke everything and anything, tomatoes, garlic, it goes on and on.
Well, even like talking, and this wasn't smoking, but our mates at Cheap Meats were on Gordon Ramsay. Did a TikTok with them.
Let's make a loaded porchetta.
Wait, porchetta? Hold on. Wow, you're scoring that. I love the music. Callous Whispers. Callous Chef. How much pork are you going to roll there? It's going to be huge.
Oh, no. Gordon Ramsay doing some gear around Perth people's fantastic. But 1-3-3-5-3. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah.
I've landed myself a smoker. What do you got for me?
You're a smoker. So what do you want to know? What's the life of a smoker entail?
What's the life of a smoker? What have I got to do? Like, am I just sitting out the back drinking stubbies?
What coal does he use? What chips? Because you get different flavoured chips.
I've got chips on there as well. I've got a packet of chips in the little kit I got. And, mate, so I need to step up.
What cuts of meat?
Cost a couple. Hell, I couldn't believe it.
Mate, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Give us a call. The life of a smoker. Do I even need to take up the dust?
Probably, because you're going to have to be near it.
Maybe I just smoke cigars or something with it. Who knows? What do you do? The life of a smoker. Tips, tricks, what's the life like? What can I expect?
You're a baby smoker.
Am I in footy shorts and a singlet? And am I out there for hours drinking stubbies?
I think you are.
Ciggies or cigars? What am I smoking?
Cool. Let's go to the phones and find out how to play this game. All right, Patrick, start him off. What do you do? You're a dabbler in the smoking industry?
Kind of. I just want to tell Xavier that there's a place called Pitt Masters University on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. They do courses regularly.
Right.
They're always sold out, buddy.
Pitt Masters University on Facebook. Patrick, what have you got your own smoker out the back?
Yeah, mate, I've got a little one.
What's the number one thing you like to slap on?
It's just a brisket.
A little brisket. Oh, yeah.
How long are you doing the brisket for, Patrick?
About 4 to 6.
Magic.
Hey,
that's just such smoker lingo. Yeah. Just 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Yeah.
Right, you don't need the unit.
Trevor Rockingham, good morning to you, mate, and thank you for welcoming me into the smoking industry.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're 10 out of 10.
It's lovely to see Davey's people gathering around him, such as yourself, Trevor. What have you got to tell him?
The biggest hint I can give you is to cook it low and slow.
Low and slow. That's going to actually put a sticker on the thing called low and slow. That's what I'm going to call it.
So between 100 to 130 for about 4 to 6 hours, comes out beautiful, then fry it off on your hot plate at the end.
Trevor. Hold on now, Trevor. Have you got any hints and tips, like wood chip-wise? Have you got a favourite flavour? Coal-wise, is there a favourite coal?
You know more about this.
I like to use the Jim Beam Oaks.
Jim Beam Oaks.
Righto.
There you go.
I like that, Trev. Thank you very much. Let's go to Canning Vale. Scotty Too Hottie. Hey, Scott, what do you got for me?
Hey, X-Man. Morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, going well, mate. Looking forward to getting the smoker set up today.
Mate, you're going to love it. I'm a seasoned veteran in this department.
Come on in, Scott. What do you got to tell him?
First thing he's going to need is a second job.
What was that?
Well, your meat budget at the butcher's about to triple.
Right, okay. So you go to the good gear, yep.
Yeah, mate, and you'll be eating meat like 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch and dinner, because there's always leftovers. You're going to probably need an extra pantry in the kitchen, so you're going to have to pay for that as well.
Oh, geez, right, yep.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of different rubs you're going to need.
What do you slap on, Scotty?
What's the number one rub you go to?
You boys were talking about brisket before. I like it just the brisket, just salt, pepper, and a little bit of garlic powder. Keep it nice and simple.
The old KISS principle. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, stupid.
Start getting into your ribs and your lamb shoulders, there's dozens, and you got to try them all. You can't start with one, and you're going to need, storage for all that charcoal. You're going to need different types of charcoal, lump charcoal, all your different flavoured woods.
Scott, how do you stop him? Because I know he's going to do this. How do you stop him just opening his lid and trying to peek in?
You're
releasing the heat. You can't release the heat.
Looking's not cooking.
Looking's not cooking. I didn't know that one.
Looking's not cooking. All right, I like what's happening. Scotty, what's the usual sort of routine around the couple of stubbies? Keep it straight, or you enjoy the time out the back, pretend you're busy, the wife won't know, sort of stuff?
Yeah, no, send the family out and park up on the tins, mate. It's,
Yep. Looking's not cooking.
All of you
low
people.
And slow, park up on the tins. This sounds like my life.
This is your, and if everyone that's rung in got together with you, there'd be a dangerous afternoon.
Oh, you'd be dangerous. Let's finish with Raymond.
Oh, hey, Raymond.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Raymond. Oh, hold on a minute. You're from Warmbro Quality. Warmbro Quality Meats. How are you, Raymond?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, good. You've been playing this game, no doubt.
This is like a surgeon ringing in talking about how we've got a sore hand. We've got a surgeon ringing in.
Go on, Raymond. Tell him everything.
Okay, first tip, call it by its right name. It's a Kamado Joe, not a Commando Joe.
Oh, no.
Kamado. Kamado Joe.
Come on, buddy.
That's it.
Yeah, there we go.
Second tip, don't use shit, mate.
Right. Oh, go the good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, come down to Warmbra Quality Meats. Get the best ribs in town.
Ribs.
Is that the one wood of yours, Raymond, the ribs?
That's it. That's the way to go.
And if I was cooking ribs at home, a couple of quick ones. Temperature. What am I putting on the ribs and how many stubbies will be consumed?
Well, first off, you've got to cook it in Fahrenheit to be a real barbecuer.
Oh, now that's getting confusing.
Oh, we're going to America.
So 250 to 275 Fahrenheit, which is about 120 to 130 C. Oh. So do the 2-1-half. So 2 hours with just the rub on.
Oh.
1 hour wrapped in foil with butter and brown sugar.
Oh.
And then the next is just about 15 minutes to half an hour with the sauce on just to glaze them up.
Ooh, nice little glazing at the end.
I'm tearing up. I'm tearing up.
Oh, I'm getting a bit razzed up over here, Michelle.
Are you just?
It's like I'm walking into a blue light disco for the first time for a kiss.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Well, you're reasonably new to this team, but I'm sure this hasn't crept past you at all because I rolled over to Quickie the other day, who's the head of sales here, and said, look, man, I need you to just cost something up for me. Just I've got some audio. It's been going for a little while. I just need you to cost up the mentions that Basil's been doing for a restaurant in Perth.
Oh, one of Perth's best restaurants.
So we sat there. It actually came to $210,000.
Is that right?
Hang on a minute.
$210,000.
But how many vouchers are we giving away?
Not $210,000.
Can I guess which restaurant? I know exactly which restaurant this is. It wouldn't be Sienna's.
Should we send them to Sienna's? $100 Sienna's voucher on the table this morning. $50 voucher. Sienna's, Oxford Street in Leadville. $50 to spend at Sienna's. Have you been to Sienna's? Have you been to Sienna's before? Oxford Street in Leadville. $50 voucher to Sienna's. Have you been to Sienna's before?
Take the kids because they've got the playroom there.
I'll tell you, the early days in the playroom, they had, the machine skill tester.
Yeah.
The kid
got stuck in it.
Got stuck in. Called the Fireys.
Called the Fireys.
Fireys sat down and had a pizza first.
Oh, good on us.
Oh, how good's this?
Sienna's.
Yeah. You're going to love it, mate. You're going to love it. Mention us, Anthony, Andrew, the mouse. We'll all look after you. Anthony and Andrew, they'll look after you. It's a feast. They've got a playlist at Sienna's where you can plug your own phone in.
Take over.
And Sienna's, Oxford Street, Leadville, but you got to pay for your parking now. $1 first hour. Sienna's just on the street.
I guarantee you do. You just catch a train in. Spend the night in Leedy.
Clever. Chances of seeing Michelle Anderson there are a 1 in 2 chance.
Thank you very much.
And not overly enthused.
But that's all right.
I'll be there. I'll be waiting for Travis. G'day, mate. It's me. What do you want, carbonara?
Imagine asking every single person who came to you, Travis, from Indari.
I just sit at the desk.
Sienna's, was it, Baz? Were you a fan of Sienna's early days?
Tell you what, a bit flattening. We started with a $100 voucher, ended up at 50 halfway through.
Just chisel back.
But
tell
there
you
we
what,
go.
Though, we're saluting you and all of the thanks, Baz. We've
thanks,
got to
Basil.
Get you in on board on this because you want it.
And Anthony and Andrew have
Give
been in touch. No, no, they've been in touch, and all of next week, extra Basil on all of the pizzas.
Yeah, stop it.
Thanks, Basil.
Thanks, Basil.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Let's go through the AFL trade. So regular listeners will think, geez, surprising Baz is doing this, not the X-Men. Luke Jackson, Fremantle, still favoured to get the deal done. I think West Coast is driving the price up, aren't they? They're doing what a club in the same market does.
You would think so. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if they... I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's been smoke for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's been Fremantle
You'd
smoke.
You'd think it's a Fremantle done deal. But Rowan O'Brien, who, of course, the recruiting manager at West Coast, he was on SENWA, and he's confirmed that they are interested and says, they'd probably split pick two.
Absolutely. There's an air of confidence that we think we can convince him and we can hopefully get the deal done. We can split selections to generate more. We've got future selections. There's player trades.
What do you reckon? Yes, no?
No, waste your time. It's a done deal too.
Okay.
But I just reckon there's a bloke in the twos at Fremantle that will peel. But I reckon West Coast should have a throw at the start.
Who's that, Lloyd Meek?
Lloyd Meek, as a little backup.
Right.
Young guy.
But isn't he Freo's backup?
Well, he won't be if Luke Jackson turns up.
Was Jackson going to be the backup ruck or is he going to go forward, stay forward?
Kicked 11 goals last year.
Ross Lyon has sprayed West Coast and Trevor Nisbet for clipping Junior Rioli. Now, look, I'm just going to add my own editorial comment here. I'm a big Ross Lyon fan. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, right. Really big Ross Lyon fan.
Are you surprised he's not going for a senior job this year?
Well, I am, actually, yes.
I mean, if...
Yeah, I don't know what's happened with Ross. He just wants to be asked or told, you've got the job. No. I don't think he wants to go through the process. I don't know why not. He's a great coach.
But, I mean, there's so much so that James Hurd circling back to that role.
Well, that is bizarre in itself, isn't it? I cannot believe that Essendon are seriously entertaining James Hurd becoming the coach.
Well,
maybe they're just doing it to be good blokes. Maybe that's what they're doing. Because you couldn't possibly, if you're Essendon, bring James. Mm. Anyway, Junior Rioli, Trevor Nisbet, quite rightly, in my opinion, quite rightly said, that bloke owes us. But Ross Lyon, different point of view.
I thought they were out of line, West Coast. Yeah. You know what? When you've got a player on your list, it's your responsibility to support him with everything you got. It's not a bonus that you supported Willy Rioli. Did we challenge his behaviour and all of that? Yeah, but it's your job. It's your responsibility to support the player. So I think it's a bit rich clipping him on the way out.
What's the moving company called? One of those big removal companies?
Grace.
That was Ross Lyon's nickname at St Kilda, Grace Brothers, because he was moving blokes out all the time.
Grace. Hey, I reckon Willie, Junior, sorry, I reckon a second rounder will get that done.
Okay, I'm surprised by all of that. And I mean, obviously, vested interest in West Coast and Fremantle because I live here and work around footy in this state. But West Coast, absolutely within their right to say, he owes us. They kept the bloke virtually alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot believe that there's been an outcry the other way. Rory Lobbs told Fremantle yesterday he wants to be traded to the Western Bulldogs. Frio has said they won't honour the trade request at the moment. Still got 1 year to go on a $750,000 contract. What's he worth?
$500 only.
So they
can just lock him down and go, nut, you stay here.
Well, they can, but,
this is just like Married at First Sight.
We've got two young kids, Amos and Josh Tracy, who are in the twos, and I think they're suitable players. You've got to get games in these kids. If he wants to go, you might get something back. I think a few-year contract at $500,000 is probably fair for Rory Lobb.
Right.
So I can see that happening. I can't see Fremantle stopping that at all.
Blake Akers has told Ferro he wants to get traded as well. We saw him walking out with the empty locker bag.
Yeah.
Out he goes. That's a pretty.
I am unashamedly a Blake Akers man. I am an Akers man. I will ride and die with Blake Akers. Out on that wing, he had a good year. Don't be wrong, he was a bit of a whipping boy the last couple of years, but I reckon he's found his right spot in AFL football. Yep. I think he's a good player.
Why does he want to go to Carlton?
More money. Kanga.
Oh.
A bit more coin, I think.
Speaking of Kangas, Griffin Logue, probably the same reason, but at the Kangas, North Melbourne chasing him on a long term deal. What's he worth?
I reckon the jury is out. I do think he's certainly not a forward. I think he's a defender. And maybe that's where he's going to be a very good defender if he just plays that role as the number one or two defender, not third defender, forward, third defender, forward, drop for a week. Just get him in as a defender, second defender.
And lucky last, Jeremy Sharp, on the tip of everybody's tongue, obviously, Jeremy, Gold Coast boy, back home in WA, being courted by West Coast and Fremantle, still has a year to go on his contract. Sum up Jeremy Sharp and his career so far.
Yeah, pick number 27 from East Fremantle. He's played a few games, handful of games, played 20 games. Good player. He was in the same team as Luke Jackson, funnily enough, who's coming back.
That could be teammates. Yeah.
But,
very sharp here.
Yeah, East Fremantle lad. So
Jeremy Sharp.
Very sharp. One like that was it. Good work. But interesting to see where he lands. I think he could be a very good player in time.
You know, I might be approaching Triple M retirement, but I reckon I've still got it on what we've seen just then.
What,
just
mate.
Quietly.
Beautiful. Nice. Siren.
Siren.
But in case I was thinking of changing my mind, the siren sounds.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Tell you what, a little bit of, you know, whenever I hear, you know, the beauty, the Miss World industry, I'm like, oh, hello, because I could have if I wanted to, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I chose a different path.
Go down that path?
I chose a different path, you know what I mean? I thought,
You were scouted a few
times. The mind, the brain.
Fair on the other girls, too.
Exactly. Give someone a go.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's how I operate. So here I am. But so China. They've had to replace their Miss World competitor.
I know.
When they found out that her bio for the competition claimed she had a master's degree in finance from a prestigious university in Shanghai.
Mm.
And she was a previous analyst at one of Essence Securities, one of their leading corporations.
Right.
It was claimed she'd photoshopped herself into a picture at a lecture at the university. So, see, here I am, I'm learning. And then it's come out that basically her certificate looked fake. The Securities Association of China said she's not part of our
team. She's not there.
She's not. No, she's none of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right, none of it.
She's just
all
a
of that just
woman.
To try and get the gig.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Got the gig,
but not the Masters.
Now out of the gig.
Because
yeah,
it's all part of it being well-rounded.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to know where America is on a map.
Yeah. Well,
what's that famous audio of the question?
Why do you think Americans can't find other places on maps, basically? Oh. And the lack of maps.
Yeah.
And
that's why.
Fair enough.
Yeah, horrifying. But she's obviously, you know, just...
Which you've got through without the fake qualifications. No. You need to be well-rounded. So not all about good looks, in other words. You've got to have the whole package.
Well, that gets you 7.5, 8 out of 10 of the way, and then the 2 out of 10 your seat's probably the education side.
Yeah, you've got to be able to not embarrass your country while you're up there, which a lot of them find a bit tricky.
They do find that tough, but a lot of people do lie to get a job, Michelle. You're right.
Oh, you're so right.
I was in a car one day with a guy who was put down on a CV to be a reference for this person.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know what the lie was that he told, because I'm obviously only hearing one half of the conversation, but my mate didn't vouch for him. Said, no, that's not right. Nah.
You're kidding me. So they've gone, I'll ring Robbo. Robbo will tell you that I'm a...
Nah. Oh, you want to hear the stuff I say when the phone rings for 40. Yeah. I'm just non-stop.
Yeah, and you shouldn't, because he's going to bring down Perth one day, that bloke. But you're right. He said, no, I can't vouch for that. And I said, I asked him after, why do that? He goes, because it'll turn to a mess and then it'll be on me.
It comes back on you. Yeah. That's
you
right.
said he was a great guy. He could do the job. Yeah, you can't.
Nah, said no way.
But I reckon everybody's beefed up the CV just a little bit, haven't they? Might be the out-and-out lie. Might be the just a little bit of mayonnaise on top.
I'm not afraid to say that I might throw on my CV that I was a part of the leadership group at Hawthorne.
Oh, my God.
Might have been emerging leaders, but anyway, I was in there.
The extended leadership group.
I was on the bench.
18 of them.
Yeah, I was in there.
When did you drop a little lie just to get the job you wanted to? And I said, we've got one on the text line. Zave, I'll give it to you because I accidentally just shut down my whole text line.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, mine's firing. Okay, here we go. I was going for a job as a chef in Broome on crazy pay. We know about Broome wages.
Yes.
Told them I had 4 years' experience. First dinner service, I lasted 30 minutes and walked out without saying anything.
No. And they knew. Because if you... kitchen. I know from just watching reality TV.
They know.
You're not
when
make
Gordon
it.
Ramsay goes through the kitchen and can see the inexperience,
Oh, man. Mm. Oh, geez. That's not good. All right. John is in Seville Grove. John, you told a bit of a lie to get the job. What was it?
I had a opportunity when I was in my younger days. Mm. I had my ticket to operate plant machine, excavators and all that.
Right.
And there was a position going at the local cemetery for a grave digger.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I walked in and they said, oh, what sort of experience? I said, oh, I worked for Telstra at the time and I'd operate a couple of machines. And they gave me the job there and then on the day.
Yes.
And I'd never operated the machine.
Oh, my God. And it's a very specific hole you need to dig there at the cemetery. They're not going for
anything. You don't want to go too shallow.
No.
Why is old Poppy still sticking out? You got to actually get it deep enough and put him in there.
Why is he in a kidney-shaped pool? Yeah. We didn't ask for that.
1-3-3-5-3. If you ever lie on your resume, give us a buzz. Keep coming.
Sure you didn't lie on yours? Mate? Okay, it's been a rocky day today.
Yeah, no, I've been a panel up before at Nova. Nova.
Right. He wears gloves, like boxing gloves.
Boxing gloves. Mashes those buttons.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy.
It's Zave, Michelle and Baz's.
Thanks, Basil.
We're doing this because Baz was using the airwaves to promote himself as a Lord Mayor. They've been outrageous.
Are you with me, Michelle? Do you think the annals of time have judged Kirky harshly? I don't think it's okay, don't you? Well, I honestly had not seen it until you showed me earlier this year. Those headphones
are causing you so much grief.
I deliberately stayed away from it because of all of the hype and all of the blokes sending me this full speech every day in my DMs.
Again, how many times a week do you think you get that speech sent to you?
In all honesty, I get it at least once a day. Typically, it's about 10 times a week.
So this, of course,
cut and paste the whole speech
in the DMs. Brett Kirk on the boundary at the start of the footy season. round three because it was a late start to the season on a Saturday. Now what you got to do to recreate the Thanks Basil moment, which was just voted the number one moment in AFL history
in history.
So beating all the
not West Coast beating Sydney, by a point.
No, not
the drawn grand final, then come back
Dom
next week.
Sheed.
No.
None of that.
No.
It was Thanks Basil. So jump on triplem.com.au.
Yep.
If you want to resubmit your own Thanks Basil moment.
Yep.
And you're a big chance to win the $500 Harvey Beef.
Yep.
Yes.
65-inch LED TV, as you call it, Michelle.
LED TV.
And 10 cartons of sauce as well to go with it. Thanks to Raunchy. So,
It's Triple M Perth. Hit the win page. Yeah. It's all sitting there. Your script is there. Yeah.
But you can change it a bit if you want.
Yeah, you can dust it up. Anyway, here's our latest entry.
I just want to give you an insight into the Saturday Arvo team because we're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zempros, McLaughlin, and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and with our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy.
Cool.
And to speak from the
through
heart,
the PA system, of course.
I think you recorded it in that phone box that the guy at Fremantle does the injury reports from and puts them on the website.
Well done. That was Nick Kelly. He put that Nick.
I need to know what he's recorded that through. It does remind me of when you were at school and it's
that hard.
Can save your
eyes,
please.
Hang on. It was filmed with a PA system at an indoor cricket centre.
Extra effect.
Thanks, Basil. Bang. They were probably mid over.
Wish we knew that before.
I like that. Well, there's your latest submission. If you want your grand final,
you can match that or do better.
Yeah. Jazz it up.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, Baz, as you mentioned, your top five moments
are coming up.
Very soon.
Yeah.
We've double hooked them. That's called a double hooking because Michelle's got some content.
This is what happens. Anyhow, I want to talk about a couple of local heroes. This is a cute story. Normally, you're doing me in a moment.
You don't.
Yeah, we'll do you in a moment. What we're doing is building. So in Willerton, there's been a couple of guys. They're just chiseling it. Tristan and Ash, Good morning, guys. Yeah. And they work at Jensen Automotive Services. I'll give them a shout out because these guys have done a good deed.
Yeah, I know that place.
Normally, I like to. You see these in videos and that, but they're just tinkering away. These guys at work, and then they see a mother duck just hovering near a drain. Something's awry.
Yeah.
Something's gone amiss. Six of her babies down
the drain. No.
Do these guys go, oh, smoko, too bad? No. Yeah. Off close, down the drain.
Jumped into the drain. Six little ducklings. They got in there.
Into the drain.
Did they save them all?
This isn't rumour mill. This is pure hard fact. It's been reported on. And all six ducklings, everything's okay.
We stopped. What's the park called opposite where the basketball stadium is up there?
Perry Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
We sat in Perry Lakes, me and the boys, 2 days on Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And watched the mother playing around with the little ducklings and stuff. They're so cute.
Was there any diving in to save action? Like,
what did you do? Did you have to intervene?
No? I told Albie he's not allowed to chase them, the little ones. Little Albie wanted to eat one. I don't know what was going on there. But
why don't we have them at home, Dad? Why?
Where are the boys from?
Willerton.
Where's Mariah Carey here? I mean,
you know what? This has been a bone of contention because normally that's the one you go with. I'm all about Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero.
Good.
I Need a Hero.
Upbeat, bit different. Yes. So the boys' names are just shout out
Tristan and Ash.
Tristan and Ash
in
from
Willerton. Yep. They're at Jensen Automotive Services today, unless they were fired for taking time off.
Beautiful little setup down there.
It is.
Gorgeous. Good on you, gents.
Yeah, well done, gents. Speaking
our
of heroes as well, top five.
The third time
what's the next break about?
You ask DC, you can't overhook your commercial radio.
Is that about Basil?
I think it's about Basil? Top
it's
five.
About,
yeah,
right.
Basil's top five.
Thanks,
keep
Basil.
This rolling,
starting
this
at five.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Basil's top five.
Want to make a big splash?
No, it's all about you.
It is on this occasion.
Hang on a minute.
So good.
It's Basil's top five. Basil's top five moments, of which we have just, that's why we hooked it twice, because we cut the one from before to squeeze it in.
Yep.
And now we're absolutely laughing. So here we go.
Number
Number 5. Basil Canned from This Is Your Life.
A little story here for people never to give up believing, never to lose hope. Channel 7 is showing have recommissioned This Is Your Life. Yeah. And the very first episode is on Olympic hero Ian Thorpe.
Oh, beautiful. So they would have got mum and dad and a lot of relay partners.
People that didn't really matter.
Butterfly.
Like me. Who shared the commentary box with
his dad. You didn't have a daft work for it, did you?
I can feel the boys in here that obviously I was a bit excited. Go over there. So an email comes through last week. Dear Basil, thank you so very much for your time at the Ian Thorpe This Is Your Life record. We want to let you know that unfortunately, due to the time restrictions around the program, we haven't been able to include your contribution in the final edit.
You've been edited out.
Cut
completely.
But then, 2 days later,
no.
Same inbox, email arrives. Hi, Basil. As you know, we initially had to make some very difficult decisions around the Ian Thorpe This Is Your Life episode. The network viewed the episode yesterday and loved it so much, they have given us leeway to extend our timings. We are delighted to let you know that you will now be included as part of the special event.
Basil's in.
You know what? I reckon that victory is bigger than any of Thorpe's ever over his history.
I'm not surprised you think that.
Wow.
What a moment, eh? What am I? And as I said to the kids, never give up believing.
No, never give up. And of course, I sat there, and I'm a fan of yours, Baz, but Liesl Jones, probably I'm a bigger fan of her swimming career. And actually, Michelle, I don't know if you've heard this, but they were actually edited in, and it was
we're in the same segment.
3 minutes of talking about Thorpe. It was a huge moment, for Liesl too, to be able to contribute to, you know, her love for Thorpe.
Yeah,
for
well,
they're teammates.
They shared a pool together. Side by side.
Shared a pool together. Now, this is her entire contribution after Basil spoke for 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Liesl Jones got to squeeze this in.
In that short space of time, not many can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks,
Basil,
sorry, in case you missed it, just once more, Sean.
In that short space of time, not many can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us
tonight. Thanks, Noah. Liesl Jones got, absolutely in.
I had to fly from Perth. I needed more time.
You spoke for 2 minutes and 58 seconds.
Yeah, well, by
the way, Liesl got... absolutely.
Liesl's part of the Triple M team.
She is.
Yes.
Drive time there.
And maybe I should try and make it up to her between now and my last show next Friday.
Maybe just edit something in.
It is Basil's top five. That was number five. We'll get to number four tomorrow.
If that was five, how good are the next four?
Big, you know, geez,
big started. We've said hi.
We've scraped the bottom of the barrel. Number four coming at you tomorrow.
Quality broadcasting it's been for 2 years. If that's number five, unbelievable.
I've got my favourite in there. I made sure it's in there.
Yeah,
I'm saying what it is.
Okay.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Thanks for listening to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.